Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, this has been quite a week, and I want to open up today. I want to say a little prayer for my black brothers and sisters, and I want to make sure that my brothers and sisters understand that we have a problem. And before you can solve a problem, you have to admit that you have a problem. I'm going to do a little short prayer, and this is for everybody. It's not, you know, because I understand that right now we have a major problem. Gracious Father, I come to you today as humble as I know how. First, thanking you for being so good, thanking you for putting your arms around me, thanking you for good health and prosperity, thanking you for loving us first. Lord God, I know that we have a problem, but you are a problem solver. I know there's nothing too hard for you. I ask you to move like you've never done before. Let my people know that we got a problem. You're not bigger than God. The enemy is not bigger than God. God is a problem solver. Lord God, I know that we can do nothing in this world without you, because we know that you are the beginning and the end. We know you're the first and the last. We know that you're Alpha and Omega. We know that you're all that. We know that we can do nothing in this world without you. Nothing. And we're claiming victory today. I understand we went through over 450 years of slavery. And now it's showing up today. What happened back then? The torture, the raping, the hanging. You name it, they did it to us. Some of us was able to get through this, some of us was not. Lord God, I know that you can do anything, and I'm dependent on you to make us whole. Right now, we're not whole, but we got to admit we're not whole. I understand even back in them days, we had sandals. But Lord God, do what you do. Do what you do and make us whole. Touch the families right now. Every black family. Every single black family. Touch them. Touch them right now in your son Jesus' name. And I myself want to thank you today for all your marvelous blessings, all your past blessings, present blessings, future blessings, but most of all, I want to thank you for what you have already done. Thank you for what you're about to do. I want to thank you for your son, Jesus. Without him, I don't know where I would be. And I say it right now in your son, Jesus' name. Let us all say amen and amen. And amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, this has been a very, very difficult week here in the city of Benton Harbor and around the nation. Tyre Nichols was beaten down and was done by black folks. See, here's the problem that most black people don't understand. Once black folks get into this system, they think that this system loves them, and the system loves to see black folks beaten down. See, this is what we don't know. It's the culture of white supremacy. You know, it's not just the black folks, you see, that Sambos and stuff like that. It's not just that. They want to be part of this white racist system They think that they will make them an exceptional to the rule. But here's what this shows. Now listen to me closely. This is very, very important. You see how fast they indicted these black guys? This would have never happened. See, what they did, they're trying to pacify us. But they're trying to separate themselves from black folks. Once again, they flashed the five black cops on TV once this happened and stuff like that. But there was a white cop. He's the one that accidentally tasered himself when he was trying to taser that boy. He was not charged. He the one who said, be his you know what. Y'all catch it. Don't let him get away with this. These are his words. He never was charged. He never was charged. And the point is, we have to understand this. We don't look. These black folks that try to stick with these white folks, you know, against black folks, they're going to have their day. You don't live forever. You don't live forever. These white folks, black people walk around like they like kissing up these white folks and dissing black folks because they think that they can get away with that stuff. We have to pull this thing together, stand up for each other, and deal with these, they're monsters. This whole system is the culture. This is what this is. You can't even go to Barron County Courthouse. That's the one I know about. And get a fair trial. You're never going to get a fair trial over there. No matter what. You never ever. And it's going to never happen in my lifetime. You living here in Benton Harbor, you can call the police. And 911 will ask you, is the person that needs help black or white? If that's not a slap in the face, there's nothing that's a slap in the face. Is he black or white? And I had that experience with this young lady. She called 911. When she called me, the first thing she said, they said that they wanted to know was he black or white. I said, no way. She said, yeah, that's what they asked me. When I told them that he was white, they was here in no time. As long as he was black, hours. It took them hours to get here. But this is just the way it is. We let them do this. We let them do this to ourselves. It's time for black folks to stand up and be counted. And I want to say one other thing before I talk about Leon. I got to talk about Leon today, Leon Johnson. But I want to say this too. I want to before I forget. I want to talk to all the young ladies, all the mothers. I know you going around talking about you don't need a man, but if you have a young man, a boy or a young man, you need a man to help raise him. That's what's going on today. These kids talking about they don't have no family. You got a mom at home, don't you? You got a daddy somewhere. But they're saying, I don't have no family. You're lying, young man. You don't want a family. You don't want a family because you want to be out here doing a drive-by shooting. In Chicago, a two-year-old baby was shot doing a drive-by. Two-year-old baby. What did that baby do to you? What did that baby? And you walk around talking about you a gangster. You're no gangster. You're not a gangster. You're a coward. That's what you are. You're a coward. Ain't no gangster in you. Walking around here shooting a little two-year-old baby. What kind of mess is that? What kind of mess is that? And you think it's all right. Oh, that was gangster. That ain't... None of this stuff that you're doing is gangsters. None of it. They done flooded our community with drugs. We got people right now working with the police department to flood our community with drugs. There's so much drugs here that you can walk down the street and trip over a rock. That's right. It's everywhere. everywhere. Ain't nowhere you can go and you won't find drugs around here. But it's strictly in the black community. It's strictly in the black community. That's where it's at. They have flooded with guns. Everybody got a gun. Everybody got a gun. You see? And they want it this way. Because them old black folks, they get attitude, and they want to shoot you rather than fight you. They'll shoot you in the back and kill you. They'll shoot you in the heart and shoot you in the head and kill you. That's what they do. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. And you mothers out there, stop all that crazy stuff y'all doing. If you let somebody put their anchor inside you, they better be marrying material. Stop all this. One guy got 10 darn babies around here. 10 babies. One guy only about 21 years old walking around here with 10 babies. What kind of mess is that? Huh? What kind of mess is that? His life is over. He ain't going to take care of none of them because they're not going to force him to. You see, they want these kids running wild. You got a 12 and 13-year-old killing people up and down. In Alabama, I just read, well, a guy was 14 years old, him and his team to kill 6 people. And we accept it. Like, he ain't no gangster. You got to call him what he is. He's a darn coward. You raised, is that your son? Mother, you're a coward. That's what you are. You're grown a coward. We got to change. We got to do better. We got to take this thing to a whole different level. We got to change the way we talk, the way we act, and we got to make sure that we're building for the future. You see, we're building for the future, and let's get ready for it. You see. We got to get ready for the future. Let me hit on Leon Red Johnson just for a second. He was a 74-year-old guy. He was not a bad person. Not a bad. He was he lent money to people 25 cents on a dollar. But you know, if you need it and you're willing to pay, I can't argue with that. But what happened was three guys. I don't think nobody was over 22, went to his home, a house that's surrounded by cameras. They went to this house, all of them on camera, but they look different on camera because I know sometimes cameras have you looking, you know, different than what you are because they actually give you the full view of how you really look. But these guys went there, kicked this door in, attempted to rob him, got no money, but killed him. 74-year-old guy. Like I said, not a bad guy. He wasn't, he didn't mind really helping the community. But this shows what we can do if we work together. I kind of knew one of the guys that did it, the young guys. I didn't know his name, but I kind of knew where he lived and stuff like that. And I'm the type of guy, I'm gonna tell. You know, if something happened around me, you could bet your life. I'm telling. I don't care. And if you want to come look for me, my address is 1940 Union. So I want you to know that. So that way, you know, if you do something around me, I'm going to tell. Bessie Murrow, Bessie shooting at people. I will tell. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. I mean, you don't even have to worry. I'm not having that. You know, Bessie in this community. That's 100% no. I'm not going to tolerate that because next it could be me. You see, because I know how these guys are. You know, if they think that they can do something to get away with it, But you don't get, you never get away with it because you're too busy telling other people what you did. When you out here doing stuff, you better make sure you're doing it for the right cause. We're doing to build up the kingdom, build up our children, laying a foundation for them for the next generation. That's the goal. We have no other goal other than that. That's the goal. That's what we stand for. That's what we do, you see. And it's all about our children. It's not about you. Stop thinking things are about you. You want to be something so bad that you'll do anything to destroy black. Black people willing to do anything to destroy each other so that white folks can like them. If your goal is for white people to like you, you are sick. All the hell we have been through. You know, I'm still mad about slavery. I don't know about you, but I'm mad. I'm not happy at all. And I don't want to hear no get over. Ain't no getting over that. You get over it. But they got us so divided. They have diluted our power. We want a black person in an elected position, but every time they get in that position, what they do, they fight to destroy our children. They have no love. No love for our children. None. Not one single bit of love for our children. And I just want to say this, Leon Red Johnson. I know that what happened to you was 100% wrong. And that's why I was out there talking to people, trying to find out exactly where these people live, because that's what I do. But I will say this before I could bring in my first guest. A girl called me this week, and she wanted my help. She was all out and left. I don't know what she was talking about. I don't really care. But like I told her, I don't help you grown folks no more because you don't appreciate it. I'm going to help your children. If it's not about your child, don't call me for any reason. Oh, she went ballistic. That's on her. Like I told you, bye. You know, my word, bye. I'm not looking for no friends. I'm not trying to win no popularity contest. Only thing I want to do is make sure that we build that foundation for our children and then teach them to build a foundation for their children and stop having all these children, 13 and 14-year-old girls having babies. And then they're going like, I don't need my baby daddy. Girl, stop it. Go somewhere and sit down. Go somewhere and sit down. Because that is not happening. But listen, let me get to our boycott. Our boycott is about we want to keep our money in our community. Keep that dollar circulating. We are not shopping or buying any food from McDonald's on Monday. Wendy's. Burger King, all the other fast food, but we are not buying any food from McDonald's for sure. You see, that's important. You know, it starts with you. Tuesday, no lottery. We're not playing the lottery on Tuesday. No lottery at all. None. Even if we get up to $1 billion. It's going to be harder for you to win anyway. No Walmart. No Walmart Wednesday. Thursday, don't buy any gas. None. No gas on Thursday. Friday, you women like to go get your toes done, like to go get your fingers, them nails and all this other stuff that y'all like to do with these Koreans and Chinese and Japanese and Indians, none of that on Friday. No business with the foreigners, period, on Friday. None. We are keeping our money in our pocket. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep our money in our pocket. And we're going to build up our community. Everything we do is geared to our children. So those of you out there who want to call me and ask me for help, when I was giving you help, you didn't appreciate it, no more. I'm through with you. And if you want, you can go out and say whatever you want. I don't care. I don't care. Because I'm not trying to win no popularity contest, but not with you people. That's for sure. Y'all have showed me y'all true colors. So only thing I can say to y'all, bye. And let me bring in my very, very first guest, the one and only. There's not even two of him. He's my guy. I love him to death. And there's nothing like my good man, Malik. Malik, talk to me. Tell me what's going on in this world. Talk to me.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor Rick?
Hey, I'm just rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking. You know how I do it.
Yeah, man, we got Jerome on the phone, too. Shalom,
hey,
everybody.
Jerome, what's up with you?
Shalom. Shalom, Pastor Payne. Good to
my
hear
man.
You, man.
Hey, man, it's
that's
going down. That's all I can tell you, man. Going down.
That's
and,
right.
You know, that's what you're
that's right.
You on just in time because we got, you know, we got this thing up there in Memphis about that kid. But that's, see, this is what our problem is. We wait until something happens and want to march. You can't wait until something happens to want. You got to be on top of it because this is what these devils, they anticipate. They almost know our whole game plan. They know every single thing they're going to do. They say, well, we'll kill him. They'll march. And then they'll go home. They said black folks run fast, but they don't run long. That's what they say. That's the word that they use in reference to us. We run fast, but we don't run long. You know, and they're right. They're right. The race is a mile long, but we're like them quarter mile horses. We can only run a quarter of a mile. Then we cry like babies. And we cry just like they and I don't like it. I'm so sick of these people. That's why I'm taking a new route this year. When these folks call me and want some help, I'm about to say, do you have any children involved? If you don't have no children involved, bye. I'll talk to you in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I'm dealing with it. I ain't spending no more energy on these people. None. Not one drop. I'm so fed up with them as a change. They walk around here, you know, we allow the system to whoop on us. Look, that's enough of me talking. You talk to me.
Yeah, man. I did see the video of those police officers beating up the black man and killing him, man. It was horrible, man.
Yeah.
It's just real sad that our people, you know, they get brainwashed and conditioned in the mind to hate ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't even see no other reason why this would even go on without you hating somebody that look like you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be real interesting to see, because I know they're going to probably put them up under jail.
So many other
police officers that kill people too, and it should be the same situation. But
yeah.
I think this is going to bring a light to it, though. I really believe it's going to bring a light to it. Go ahead.
You know what I believe this is going to do? See, one reason they pastored these five black cop pictures right over the news. Black man kills black man, you know. And there's a message behind that. You see, this is what we, you know, and we were quick to act. We got them, as they was hitting him in his head, we filed charges against him, you see. But there was one white guy that was involved there that they didn't charge. That's the one that told them to beat him. They didn't charge him.
Right.
So, yes, I'm going to have somebody on today. They're going to talk about that one white cop when he told them to beat, he told them to beat his butt. And they it was under the direction of a white man. Beat his butt. But he didn't say butt, he said something else. But that's just the way it was. But actually that video, I mean, it was painful. Yeah. Look,
yeah, it was,
me.
Man. They beat him so bad he was calling for his mama, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You seen that part?
Yeah, I saw it all. Matter of fact, I'm sorry. I kept watching it over and over again. I didn't want to miss none of it. I saw it from different angles, different cameras. I wanted to make sure that what I was seeing was actually happening. And them guys looked like they enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, they was bragging about, you know, I hit him with a haymaker and all this stuff, man. It was sad, man.
Wow. I just don't know.
This world that we live in, man, it's evil, man. It's real evil.
Yeah.
That's why it's real important, man, for everybody to know that we Hebrew Israelites, we God's chosen people, and this is why we go through what we go through. It's in the curses that we would kill each other like that. Because they basically just killed that man just because he looked like them. He wasn't a police officer, so we're going to kill him. But just imagine in slavery, though, when the white man didn't want to whoop you, he made another black man whoop you to death. You know what I mean? And so that's the situation that we're in right now, where the white man sitting back telling them what to do, and they just doing it. And they didn't even look at that other brother. They didn't look at that black man like it was them or somebody that's in their family. You know what I mean? They treated him like he was just nothing. It was crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
His life did not matter.
Mm-mm. And that's really what, if you look at it, as you go through the community now, I was talking about a guy did a drive-by shooting and shot a little two-year-old baby. But that's what they see when they told us, they wouldn't let a black man whip the black man. That's what's going on today in our community. They're going by doing these drive-by shootings. For no reason, killing little innocent people, shooting a little two-year-old baby, a three-year-old baby, a four-year-old baby, and they think it's all right. They think that's gangster. I don't know where they come from.
And so what I learned from you, Pinkney, what I learned from you when I was out there in Benton Harbor, and you were showing me how to fight, that when the police officers do something wrong, you're supposed to go after the police chief. And if you ain't going to go after the police chief, don't stop there. Go after the senator. If you ain't going to go to the senator, go after the mayor. Like, everybody got to pay for something that somebody did wrong. Because it's always somebody over somebody. And everybody want to keep their job. So let's put everybody's job in jeopardy. Everybody's job in jeopardy when stuff like this pop up. And, if we can't stop at the black police officers getting in trouble, the white boy need to get in trouble, the captain need to get in trouble, the governors need to get, everybody need to get in trouble for that because they're training their guys to do that. This ain't their first time doing that. This is the first time they killed somebody doing that.
And remember this, they call themselves the Scorpios. So they was like a gang, they're really nothing but a gang, calling themselves Scorpion and stuff like that. What kind of mess is that? Unbelievable, when you sit down. But we accept it. Black folks accept stuff from other black people. And I had an incident on Facebook on earlier during the week, and I was telling the girl, what we need to do. I said, this is me. This is not just you. And she told me, well, I think everything is good in Benton Harbor. I said, you got to be out of your mind. I said, something got to be wrong with you. And I said it in a nice way, not in a way to degrade her. I said, don't think about yourself. Think about your children. That's who you're talking about. Anytime you deal with your children, everything might be all right to you. But think about the future of our children. Don't ever put anybody else ahead of our children. Never. For any reason. And that's how I feel, So we got a long way to go. We got things that we need to do. And we got to make sure that we're doing all the things that should be done. And it's important that we educate. You see, I have a good friend. He comes on my show on every Monday. And what we do, we're trying to educate the community. And there ain't no such thing as I don't like him. I don't care nothing about that. that's the last thing on my mind, trying to get you to like me. I don't want you to like me. Matter of fact, that way you won't call me. Dummy, don't you know that I'm smarter than that? if you don't like me, you won't call me. So, let's keep it that way. And that's the way it's supposed to be. There's no, like I said, we got to make sure that we're doing all the things that we're supposed to be doing. And take it's out. See, it's our children. They're the ones that their lives is the one that's at stake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what we want to do. Yeah. So there you go. But I like the concept what you guys do, and y'all you guys are like a family. What y'all do, y'all look after each other. And that's a beautiful situation, But talk to me about what you want to talk about today. Talk to me.
Yeah, I was going to talk about their family because it is a big family with the Hebrews all around the United States and the world, Facebook and Instagram have connected us to all over the world, so we meeting people that's in Africa knowing that they Hebrews, right? Any state that I go to, right? Like right now, I'm on my way to Pennsylvania. So when I get there, it's going to be Hebrews. I'm going to find some Hebrews, and we're going to treat each other like we family. Everywhere we go, and it's a beautiful situation to be a Hebrew, especially a known one and active. You know what I mean? Because we all love each other, and we stand with each other. And we all got the same goal, and that goal is to keep these laws, statutes, and commandments so we can make it into the kingdom,
Absolutely.
So it's a beautiful situation. But with our people getting beat down by the police and killed by the police the way that they are, I really believe, man, that our people just need to come back. They need to come back to the source, which is the Most High. And then when we fight with him behind us, we can't never lose no more. We've been losing because we never added him to the fight.
That's right.
Nobody want to submit to what he is telling us to do to get the power to do what we got to really do. You know what I mean? And if we would just submit to him, he would open up all the doors, and he would cut all of the cords of all of these people that's trying to chain us up and lock us up, and all, they wouldn't even have no power to do that. We've been fighting for equal rights for 400 years. You know what I'm saying? Just think, we came here as slaves, came out of slavery, didn't have no rights, and then still to this day, we still fight for equal rights in 2023, man. It's sad.
Oh, yeah. Sad.
The LGBT or the alphabet people got more rights than we do.
And look, but if we stood up like they stood up though, it'd be different. See, you if you say something about someone from the LGBT community and stuff like that, you're gonna get all kind of reactions from all over the country. You say something about a black person, they join in. Yeah, you was right. He wasn't no good when he was a baby. That's how black folks do. We got to change the way we out here doing. We can't be jealous and envious of another person. If he got two legs and two arms, then and you got two legs and two arms, ain't no reason world for you to be jealous of it. So we have to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do, my brother.
Yeah. I just want to reaffirm what Malak was saying just now. We have to stay politically active. We have to do all the things that, people living in a certain place, in a certain society, we have to do those things that are available that we can do. But I think most of us have forgotten that politics really is corrupt.
Yeah.
So if that's all we working with, trying to deal with the politics of it, trying to do the marching and the this and the that, that's that there's a whole piece missing. It's, you know, I mean, how many times are we going to have to see this cycle go around and around and around before we understand that there's a big piece missing? And that piece is looking in the mirror as people, as conscious people, looking in the mirror and saying, okay, I got to change something here. Mm-hmm. And the main thing we have to change is that we have cut ourselves off from the power we've been given from the Most High. If that's cut off, ain't nothing else gonna work. I'm sorry. And 400 mm-hmm. years proves that. You know? We got 400 years of proof that keeping in this cycle of marching, protesting, complaining, whatever you want to call it, that's all good, but it has to have some power behind it. And the power behind it has to be, first of all, people being unified in their minds as to what's right and wrong. And that's a big problem we have as a people, you know? I mean,
yeah.
We don't, you know, we don't love each other as a people.
Yeah.
So until that happens, we're going to see the same thing occurring over and over and over. We got to come back to the Most High. That's the solution.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then, you know, another thing that we got to do, Jerome, remember this. We got to move ourselves out the way. Because a lot of times people want things to be about them. You see, everything's got to be about you. If it's not about you, I'm not gonna participate. This is the mentality that we're dealing within ourselves and in our community. Everything got to be about you. It don't have to be. If it's about you, then you get rid of you, and it's over. Just like when they sent me to prison, they thought that everything was going to be over. You see, we just stopped them, and they found out the hard way that they were dealing with more, almost like a system, like you guys have a system. See, their system will continue on until we stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something that you guys got to know too: these guys coming in from the border, them some new niggas they bringing in. You see, and you know, it's sad to say, see their work. For half of what black folks will work for, you see, and they would do this, and this is why they're bringing these folks in to neutralize us once again, and maybe even get them to fight against us, so they don't have to do no fight. So it's a lot going on here, and the killing going to continue. Cops going to continue to kill because they always going to think they're going to get away. They're going to get away, and this is even though these were five black cops. The one cop that told him to kick his butt, he didn't get no charge made, didn't no reprimand, no nothing.
No.
Yeah. So we're at war. This is a war. This is no conflict. Absolutely.
Yeah, the time that we are in right now in the earth, man, people, boy, they better turn to the Most High right now. I remember I was on a show telling everybody, do not take them vaccine. Right? And now what's happening? Everybody that's taking the vaccine is suddenly dying. They got this, y'all need to watch this video called Die Suddenly, right? And it's all of the doctors coming together and they showing and proving that everybody that's taking the vaccine, they dying because of they got these blood clots and heart attacks and little young kids dying at 18. All of these football players passing out and in the sports just dropping dead, it's all from the vaccine. Now, how many people in the world took the vaccine? You know what I'm saying? Just think about it. They said that if you took the vaccine, you on death row. Your body is breaking down every single day that poison is in your vein, right? And so they say in the next 4 to 5 years, everybody who took the vaccine either gonna be dead, or they gonna have, their body gonna be real messed up. One or the other. You know what I'm saying? So just imagine where we are right now. It like the majority of the world then took this vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
They, man, the doctors is coming out now and they got all of the major players that was with this vaccine. They ready to run out the country, right?
Yeah.
Because they know that what they was doing was exterminating the human race. That's what they was trying to do. They was changing the DNA in everybody who took that shot. Everybody that took that shot, you're not even considered a human no more. Because you have nanotechnology running inside your body. So you ain't really a human being anymore. They can control you right now. Your whole DNA and RHNA has changed. Everything changed in your body. So, we living in some real crazy times, man. And that's why I was pushing, telling everybody, do not take. Why would we put something in our body and we have no idea what it is? Why would we trust these people when they brought us here on spaceships and they ain't showed us no love since we've been here? Now you gonna save me for free when people was dying of cancer and AIDS and stuff and they got the antidote to help you, but you gotta pay for it to get saved.
Yeah.
Right? Why would you wanna save me for free? You know what I'm saying? And then you're gonna pay me to take the shot. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna give me a free hamburger or a hot dog or $100 or whatever they was trying to do to get you to take the shot. And now you notice they're not forcing the shot on you no more because it's so much information coming out now that they really can't push that shot on you like that no more.
Wow. Wow. That is really, really, it's unfortunate, but you know what? We got to get better as a group. You know, see, black people don't believe black folks. You see, they only believe white folks. You see, you could talk and
man,
see,
that's the truth.
Yeah, they don't. They're not gonna believe nothing you say. Look, here's the best example I can give you. I told them about this war. They didn't believe that the water was contaminated, so the white man told them, you see. And then they said, well, Pinckney had to do something. This is just impossible. No, you know, the water can't be all that bad. Yeah, it's bad, buddy. Keep drinking it. And my point is this. Black people, we got to get smarter. We got to get smarter. If we don't get smarter, teach our children. See, I don't know by sending my child to a white school will make him smarter because he has to endure all the stuff that goes on there. You see? And once you do that, it's a whole different ballgame. So I just don't know. Listen, you got about 2 minutes to tell us what you want to do. Take me 2 minutes and tell me what you want people to know.
Right, I was gonna tell you that you hit it right on point that we don't listen to each other. If you black, you ain't trying to hear another black person. When I used to be at Leimert Park preaching, I used to have to put the doctors on there, white doctor on the speakers for them to come. And when I put them white doctors on there and was telling them not to take the vaccine, man, everybody gathered up in crowds to hear what that white doctor had to say. We had people in our group that did not believe until they heard the white doctor say it. As soon as the white doctor or white person said, you're not supposed to take this vaccine, they was like, oh, man, I believe you now. And I was like, oh, you didn't believe me when I was telling you, but you, and all the information I brought out, I even showed you what was in the vaccine. But when he said it, you believe. You're like, yeah, I ain't going to even lie, man. When a white man said it, I believe. And this is what.
look, because you know the white man don't lie. He wasn't lying. Man. He was just trying to fool us.
I'm just going to say this, and I'll be out, man. You know, everybody, man, we got to keep our eyes open. It's time for awakening. Awakening in the mind, body, spirit, everything. You cannot put your family at risk. Don't put yourself at risk. Remember, we in days and they try to exterminate God's people, and we got to stand like never before. Even if you take the vaccine, like never before, so he can heal you. Because if he don't heal you, you out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So all I'm going to say, all praises. Thank you, Pastor Pinckney.
You know, can't wait till the next time. Yeah, I'm looking forward to having you on there, man. Because hey, we got to make this train keep moving because this train can't be stopped. You know, we know that these devils
right.
out here, so we got to stay focused. Mm-hmm. My brother, Jerome,
right.
take care of yourself. Give the wife a big hug for me and kiss that baby for me and let's talk soon.
All right, Pastor.
All right, then.
So
talk to y'all soon. All right. That was my main man from sunny California, the one and only Malak and Jerome. Let's talk to my good friend from Detroit, Michigan, the number one woman in the nation, my friend, my girl. Talk to me, Marcina. Talk to me.
Hey, Reverend, you know there's a lot going on across this country and the world, and we only can deal with one thing at a time. And the situation what we have here in this country and outside this country is the extermination of people of color, black people, indigenous people, that we don't talk too much about it unless it happened to one of us. And
yeah.
back-to-back murder committed by the police here in the United States is very disturbing. I just want to piggyback how it all started. With the slave patrol, with the starting of the police, with the slave patrol that went on, and the code, the black code. We're dealing with a lot right now with the police officers today in the 21st century. They are targeting black people. They are targeting indigenous people. They're brutalizing, beating us. And killing us, killing our family members, killing our friends, killing black people in the community. What more do we have to endure? It's unsafe for us with the police officers that have a badge to kill us. And I blame structural racism, implicit racism that's going on in this country. It's been accepted by this government that it's okay for the police to harm people of color. One out of 1,000 black men and young boys were killed by the police. Indigenous people, the higher percentage of them were killed by the police compared to white people. White people don't care about what's going on in our community because they're not being targeted by the police. So they love the freaking police. If you read any comments with social media or on the computer with articles about a killing of a black man, white people feel that we deserve that bullet, that beat to death, that choking with George Floyd in 2020 in Minneapolis by a police officer stomping on his neck, where he said he couldn't breathe and called his mother. You got this situation. Unfortunately, what happened recently with Tyree Eagles in Memphis, Tennessee, and this is horrific, but with five black men. Of course, there was a white man there, too, and he tethered his own self. And those black officers were trained to do this. People understand this. They were trained as an early police officer when they first got hired in to kill black folks.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, a black man is looked at, people look just like them as their enemy. They hate us. That means that black police officer hate himself. He beat Tyree Nichols in Memphis, Tennessee, young black male, over a traffic stop. So we dealt with that here in Michigan in Grand Rapids when Pastor Glioli got murdered by a police who was following him over a license plate. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be about nothing. And killed him. And it's unfortunate because it's not going to stop. I hear people say police reform. I've heard defund the police. I heard a number of things. But we go way back. We go way back. Like I said, the Black Codes, the Slave Patrol, we had Stop and Frisk. We started, like, you know, with 1930 police. We had Stop and Frisk, like in New York. It was like over 90% people were being frisked were Black and Hispanic people. You know, and had a no-knock warrant policies across this country, chokehold, all that kind of stuff. And it was targeting people of color. Here we are in 2023. Nothing has changed. People have been desensitized because they're going with their daily lives. What happened to this gentleman in Memphis, Tennessee, I believe it was January 7th. He was killed. However, he was killed this month by a Black police officer, and there was another white man too. But I consider them all in one bag. I don't care what color, whether he's green or not. I consider it murder. I consider it first-degree murder. I don't want to hear no crap that this person tried to resist. You hear that kind of stuff? This was outright murder. They know if you beat somebody in the head, stump them, and everything else, that's going to cause death. That's going to inflict death. And they need extreme punishment, all of them, the police officers. They need to be disarmed, defunded. Why should I pay taxes? And why should anybody pay taxes where the money's going to go to the police department? And it's for to kill us. And people don't understand that. They need to cut the funding, not give $300 million. The government saying $300 million to the police. I guess they want an extra vote or whatever. But the police department needs to be defunded. They need to be retrained. They need to be disarmed. And some people might say they're abolitionists or whatever. You can call it what you want to call it. But this is going to continue way past my lifetime. And I'm thinking about the children and the children's children, the people of color that look just like me and you. Are they going to be here? Because right now, the police is not there to protect and serve individuals. So I don't know why we got so much love in this government entity, with the police department, because basically they feel they're above the law.
Yeah.
This got to end because right now it's been an escalation of violence pertaining to them with the structural racism. It has been a public health crisis because of the people of color who have been targeted by the police officers. So they beat them down. And some of them live to tell the story, and some of them are paralyzed and have some serious, they're not being held accountable the majority of times. Very low percentage where they're being charged and convicted. They're being charged, but nothing else happens. They get moved with the police officers who get involved in police shootings with a victim, a person of color. You know, when they shoot or injure or kill somebody, basically they give them an olive branch and they move on to another force. And when they get promoted, it's like they basically they dehumanize us. They don't care about us, and we need to care about ourselves. Not only march one day, but demand justice for these victims. And the victim's family, that what they have to endure. Money should not end the conversation about on the table about what's going on you know, with us fighting for our lives. The person, their victim, is deceased because of the police, the hands of the police, and then they get paid because they have this top lawyer and all that. That should not end the conversation that we want justice and we want change. Now, we need to be at the table together. These so-called politicians, most of them don't even care about us. They care about money and selling our souls. They can care less. I mean, they want to embrace the police officers like they're just king of the day. But when you see where the money's going and you see all these new police cars and vans and trucks and all that going on, they're detached from the community. So why would we have police officers overseeing the community when they're not for the community, when they don't live in the community? You know, and so, you know, it could be many possibly what we think about basically, you know, controlling our own community. Why do we have to have all these weapons? Why do we have to have assault weapons, but these white extremists? Everybody's got a freaking gun. They want us to kill each other. That's why you got so many escalations of gun violence in the black community where the children and the women and the men are being killed by people who look just like them. So now you got the black police officers that look just like them, and they killing us too. You got they're taking away, our right to have health care, our right to have education. They're banning books that in reference to, about race and all that. So it's this horrific that we're being attacked at all angles to the point that actually it is shortening our life. Shortening our life.
Because,
and
like you said, everybody got a gun. I don't care where you go. Every single person got a gun. And they don't know how to distinguish between having a conversation. And you know, you're not going to always be right. I don't care who you are. And we have a history. If we're not right, we got to kill you. Or you looked at me. This one guy, he said, why you shoot him? He was looking at me. He was looking at you and you shot and killed him? What in the wrong with you? I don't have no family. This group I'm in, this gang I'm in, they're my family. Man, go home and sit down. And this is what we need to tell folks about women. I know some of the men right now have been they've been beat up, the failure. But we got to stop these guys reproducing so much and not taking care of their children. I don't like that. I don't like that. That's how you destroy a generation of children, of people. You see,
exactly.
you got to be there for your children. A woman can't teach a man how to be a man. She can't do that. And a man can't teach his daughter how to be a woman. He can't do it.
Right.
But you can show them how to be nice, how to build a foundation, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, you're right. And so, it's so much going on. We only can deal with one situation, one thing at a time in our community, and our communities are being broken because we all going separate ways instead of coming together. So then you hear so much from folks. I hear it. So many people have died. I even heard, as of today, a person that I know, been known for years, I found out that they lost two sons within 6 months. Very, very disturbing. They by homicide. So we're dealing with our severed community base where our lives don't matter. I hear the Black Lives Matter resonating by many people, but does it? Is that true? Do you really believe the Black Lives Matter? If you believe that, then why are you killing your own people? Our lives don't matter even by the police. We know that. So the police is part of the structural racism that's indoctrinated in this country and across the world. You got indigenous people being killed by the police in Australia. They like us, you see, color like us. So they're dealing mm-hmm. with that. So that different countries that's dealing with being targeted because who they are. That's what white folks do. They take their land and they kill them. They do the same thing here. You know how we got brought here. They're doing the same thing across the world. We fighting for mm-hmm. our existence, and ain't nobody got time for folks that don't care about their own people. All they want to be is be like them white folks. Them white folks yep. love their guns. You can see they want everybody mm-hmm. in this country to have one, and particularly mm-hmm. black community. They kill. They kill.
Yeah,
it's designed for that.
Mhm, mhm, and it's going to continue. Go ahead.
Oh, I just want to say, just want to mention real quick that we obviously got thousands of folks who have died by the hands of the police, and we just basically got to call the name and remember, you know, we had a big thing resonated across the country in 2020 by George Floyd, was murdered by the hands of a police officer. So I don't know what happened to Tyree Nichols. Is it going to resonate across the world? It's just like folks just don't care anymore. You know, this, you know, mm-hmm. because this person is black, look like him. Come on now. It's the freaking system. This is a horrific thing. I didn't watch the video. It was too disturbing for me to watch. I got a report of what happened and all the stuff that went down and this young man calling for his mother. He's not the only one that calls for his mother. His mother birthed him. His mother didn't birth him to live at a certain age, a young age, to be wiped out over a traffic stop or to be dead because a store clerk calls the police on George Floyd, said he had a counterfeit $20. Our life don't mean that. We got to, as a people, say, I love myself, I love my people, and I am not going down by a racist cop, an ignorant black cop who deals with the system, is for the system, and will kill us by a flip of a dime. I'm not going to deal with that. We're going to fight for our rights, continue for justice, we're being criminalized by the court system, all that. We got so much fighting to do, and young black men don't sit down, get out the chair, and fight with the older people who know what's going on, who has lost their loved ones by the hands of people who look like them, who has lost their loved ones by white supremacist cops, who have invaded the police force across this nation. They were taught black men in the police force, and I say that, and I say it again, they were taught to kill people look like this. We are their enemy. I'm telling you, I'm not into the police department because I know how they are. And so we got to continue to fight for the name of George Floyd, Tamir Rice, Laquan McDonald. Rodney Keaton didn't die in 1991, but he got beaten. He lived through it, but he died too. So we don't know whether it started from that beating in 1991 and saying we all should stick together, love each other, all that, but he's dead. So we got a number of folks who have died and who have been brutalized, beat down, infected their lives psychologically, mentally, and physically. People don't understand that folks who have lived to tell it are basically messed up. So in the meantime, is police reform going to do it? Something needs to happen and not just sit there and wait on another victim, because there will be some. And I just want to mention about the gentleman who was in Georgia at a protest, a young guy. He was murdered by the police, shot. So now when you out there protesting, you can get locked up. You can get shot down by the police. So they're trying to silence us. And I want people to know, don't be scared. A silence like Martin Luther King is a sense of betrayal. So we still got to continue with our forces. That's what we have. And we've got to align ourselves and hold hands together as one and not separate. And stop being with the oppressor.
Yeah.
You know,
amen. Amen.
But the progressive would go against the progressive.
Well,
thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You are 100% correct. And you know what? Black folks need to stop stop listening to these white devils. They need to stop doing all, you know, and they want to be just like them. They be looking for a white butt to kiss. That's all they do. And I'm not dealing with them. I don't want them calling me for any reason. I don't want them, if they see me on the street, they don't have to talk to me. I don't want them to do none of those things. And that's how we have to continue to make this happen. And on that note, tomorrow, 1 p.m., we have our very own Dr. Times on, elaborate on Tyre Nichols and other things. I really appreciate it. So tune in tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Just call in.
Okay.
And if you want to talk, press 1. Press 1. If you want to talk tomorrow, press 1. Talk to you soon. Everybody have a very, very wonderful Sunday. God bless you all.
God bless you.